This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2, we're speaking with Edwina Bartholomew from Sunrise. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Duncan.
So listen, I got to pick up. I saw our morning co-host, Emma Mullings, was at an event called Queenhood, and you were there as one of the special guests. What was that about?
I was. Like, I can't take any responsibility for the concept. All credit goes to Elka Whalen, obviously an amazing Olympian, an amazing woman, and now an online entrepreneur, basically. She set up this portal for, I guess, women just to support other women. I think it's such a strong message nowadays, and probably one that maybe we didn't have in decades past.
Yeah.
For people just to pump up other women instead of tearing them down, which can be so common on social media and trying to keep up with the Joneses at the school gate or on Facebook. So Elka has set up this series of events. The first one she held was for business women, for young women. Actually, there was a whole range of women there from all walks of life, just to talk about, I guess, our experience at work and the different lessons that we've learned through our careers. It was myself, Jessica Rowe from Channel 10, and Leilani Abels, who's a sort of PR queen. So it was great, except, Duncan, I must admit, the event was held late at night, and Emma might give you this feedback, and I get up at 3 a.m. in the morning, and so I actually had to ask for the questions to be repeated a couple of times because I lost my train of thought halfway through. But I guess that's kind of the message, isn't it, about trying to balance it all, and you never really do you?
No, I mean, getting up at 3:30, bedtime starts to come around about 8 p.m. and you start working grandpa hours, don't you?
Totally.
Really?
Very, very lame life I know we both lead.
Yeah. You start to live the life of a hermit, which is always pretty funny. Hey, listen, you get into Sunrise in, 2006 off the back of winning an internship. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a very serendipitous start, really, into TV. As you know, media is quite a hard industry to crack into, but I was lucky enough to win this competition that my uni lecturer actually entered me into to win a job as a producer on Sunrise for a year. It was a year-long contract, and you had to go in and compete in apprentice-style competition with no Donald Trump, thankfully, but a similar concept, you know, complete different tasks and, you know, eventually make your way through the week. Unfortunately, well, perhaps fortunately, the Sunrise viewers revolted and said it was so cruel and so harsh to all these young hopefuls that they actually axed the competition, and then we each had to come in for a day of work experience and prove ourselves that way. But I was lucky enough to win the job and got a job at Sunrise way back when. I was 20, just about to turn 21, and I'm now 33. So I've been and gone, you know, from the place since then. But it's just wonderful to be back at the place where I first got my start.
That's we both share something in common in that we've both worked with Koshy.
Yes, yeah. Oh, the stories we could tell, the secrets.
Only he's 6'4" and he weighs about twice what I do. So I
exactly.
Just talk real nice about Koshy.
Exactly right. No, he's a gentleman, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He's everyone always asks me. I think it's the most common question I always get asked. What's Koshy really like? And I just always say he's the ultimate family man, the dorkiest dad you'll ever meet. Full of good advice, finance or otherwise. I've worked with him now for 13 years, and he's a legend.
Yeah. He always, for me, he's exactly right, is that he's a dad of four great kids.
Yeah.
And he's now a grandpa and great-grandpa. And he's kind of got a whimsy about him, but he's very astute and very switched on at the same time.
Yeah, and I think you get a really good sense of someone from their family, don't you? And they certainly, like, the Koshes are the closest family you'll ever meet. You know, they still pride themselves on having done the Sound of Music tour, too many times to speak of. And you know, those kids too, they've kind of had to grow up in the spotlight by default, because Koshy's always sharing embarrassing photos of them on the TV. And I'm like, Koshy, not the one with the parachute tracksuits again. Your poor kids, put it away. But I'm the same age as Koshy's kids.
Yeah.
So, in many ways, he's kind of like a second dad.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Now, well, you know what? We're not talking about Koshy. I'm talking to him another day. I want to talk to you a bit more. So you're doing the weather, and you're out all over the place for Sunrise. And one of the segments we've got going on here is Laura and Duncan's Secret Sydney. And I really was fascinated to talk to you because I was convinced that from doing the years of weather, you must have some secret tips for places in Sydney to visit.
Yeah, I do. I had 3 years doing the weather. So I travelled all over Australia, all over Sydney, and we had some incredible experiences, kind of like a free ticket to life, really. You get to just go wherever you want to go and see whatever you want to see, add it to the list and then tick it off. So ironically, that meant I didn't spend a lot of time in Sydney, but I do have some secret spots that I love. Are you ready? Should I share them now?
Yeah, go for it.
Should we speak in hushed tones?
Yeah,
so
go
that,
for
you know,
it.
The listeners have to choose. I think number one would be the Sydney Flower Markets. This is my absolute... Actually, I went with your sister recently.
Oh.
In the lead up to her wedding. So it's my number one favourite place to go. You have to go super early. So if you're not a morning person, it's probably not for you. But you go there early-ish, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. You can see all the florists from right around Sydney collecting their orders. But people can go along as well and buy a couple of bunches just for home.
Yep.
So I love the Sydney markets. That's probably my number one. Another one I went to... for weather, actually, that caught me by surprise was Wiseman's Ferry.
Oh.
Don't know if you've ever been out there, but it really feels like, you know, the sort of outer reaches of Sydney or a secret pocket of Sydney anyway. And if you've ever read Kate Grenville's novel, The Secret River, which is a fantastic novel, it's kind of set in this area down on the Hawkesbury for the early convicts and early settlers and how they first integrated or didn't integrate with the local Indigenous population. And that's a really, you feel like there's, you can feel the history in the local pub there and down by the ferry where they still cross over by boat. So that's a really, really cool spot. Now, I'd have to say probably, it's not much of a secret really, but Centennial Park, which is just near where I live. And it's so wonderful that all of that space was set aside in a massive city like Sydney. I mean, it's our central park really, isn't it? And I haven't been there yet, but I understand they've just redone the restaurant in the middle. So that's all, you know, kind of fancy and
it's
nice
all fancy
well
and new now, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want to go for a flash feed. But, I love Centennial Park. It's lovely for a walk and hang out with mates or have a picnic. So they would be my top three, I think. There was so many more, but I think they would be my top three places to visit in Sydney.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing those. Now, listen, we actually in the studios have the TVs on every morning while we're doing the show. And one of the things, and this is one of those inane questions, but I have to ask it because I've noticed it, is that when you are out on site covering news, you have your hair pulled back in a ponytail without fail. But every time you're in the studio, you're rocking the full blowout.
Yeah.
Is that on purpose? Is there a reason behind that?
It's because I'm super lazy. Super lazy, Duncan, and I have super thick hair. So if I was to do it myself out on the road, it would take me like 45 minutes to blow dry it myself.
Oh, right.
Whereas if you put it in a ponytail, as your female friends could probably attest, or your mates with mullets, whatever, you can just put it up there, you know, kind of half wet, and it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, that's just sheer laziness.
Okay.
There's no other secret behind it. Just,
I never
pure laziness.
I never wanted to be the interviewer who asked stupid questions about hair, but honestly,
it's a valid question.
It was the one thing that I noticed. It was like, you're in the studio, hair looks fantastic, you're out on the road, always back in a ponytail.
Totally, yeah. I mean, basically, got a, you know, in the studio, you've got the full blow dry, you've got the wind machine, you've got the full makeup, you've got the hair, you know, everything. Whereas out on the road, you're just you and that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe bacon and egg roll.
That's an essential. We just got back from a trip down to Barrie and I discovered the famous donut van down there.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
That should be your next one. Secret Sydney trips. Sydney day trips or something.
I think it has to be. But the line for that donut van is already so long, I don't know if I want other people knowing about it.
That's true. Keep that one to yourself.
Hey, listen, Edwina, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. Really appreciate it.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me on.
No worries.